you will do the tough things first every day, you will increase your productivity by 20%.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness.
If we're going to be successful, we have to take control of our own prosperity.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
Education unlocks the door. It's experience that will help you succeed.
People said, well, don't sweat the small things. Well, I guarantee if you don't sweat the small things, the big things are going to become a mess.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
I'm Rob Artigo, former Bay Area radio personality and your host, Tough Things First podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley history. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Rob. Good to be here today.
Great to be back, Ray. Job changes, industry shifts, entrepreneurial leaps. What do these all have in common? They're all big changes, right? They're big life choices, or sometimes not even by choice. So we're bound to face these if we were in the business environment long enough, but we do know they just happen in life. So what are some ways to build resilience so that we can get through those tough challenges?
That's the willingness to accept change. That's what it starts. If you're intimidated, if you're under stress because of the change, then you don't have that resilience. So to build resilience, it means you have to accept change. And because change is with us, whether it be our family, our health, our personal education, whatever it is that bringing about these change is with us. We're not going to ignore, or we can't resist change. It's part of life and something we have to accept. So your willingness, your ability to accept these career changes is just going to be more to your favor. You can't grow without change.
Yeah, a company can also hit those moments too. When you were CEO, there were times when you had to make some changes, and I think of it as pivoting. We talked about on this program a few times about what that means, a way to retool and get going in a different direction. But your company may face a change that you have to lead the company through. And really, it's important to have the ability to have that mindset of accepting the fact that change will happen so that you can anticipate events down the road, right?
Yeah. In fact, I did a study when I was getting my master's about change, and GE was a good example, or was maybe it was Westinghouse. One of them is either GE or Westinghouse. What they were doing is they were actually changing the color of the walls on a yearly basis. They would change it to a different color, and they would move people around from position to position so they get used to change. So if you're resistant to change, it's called being in a rut. And so a rut, you know, it refers to those wagons that back in the early 1800s where they were, you know, having these wagon trains, and they would form these ruts in the road, in the trail. And then if the other wagons would just keep deepening the ruts. And so pretty soon the ruts would get so deep that the wagons were having a hard time because of the friction on the wheel being down, you know, several inches into the ground. It caused the wagon trains to have a difficult time. They had to add more oxen and animals to pull the wagons because the ruts got so deep. So, you know, this referred to as being in a deep rut. You gotta have change. You know, you move over so that you're not in the rut. You gotta accept change and actually invite change if you're going to progress.
Yeah, and it's not always easy to do if you're ill prepared. So that's why you have to anticipate change, and you have to be able to accept the fact that it's going to be part of what you do.
Part of that book, Who Moved the Cheese, was a well-known bestseller. And it's talked about these mice that kept going back to the same spot for their meal. And then when that got moved, then those mice perished because they were so used to having the cheese in the same spot that they weren't willing to go and search out where the cheese may have been moved, that they perished. So, you know, you either change or perish.
Well, let's talk a little bit about transferable skills. So if I'm going to be ready for change, I've got to be able to know what my skills translate into, right? When I think of transferable skills, I think of a skill that is useful in, you know, in one job and useful in another job too.
Well, you know, in 2015, you know, when I sold the company, I was kind of forced, as you would, into retirement. So, but rather than just, you know, go off into the sunset, I started writing books, started teaching at various universities. I started a program called Zen Starter at these schools. So I had to accept change. I was no longer the CEO of Micrel, a semiconductor company. I was now a retired person having to adjust to a different way of life. I didn't have thousands of people working for me. I just had to find something else to do to continue progressing. I want to say occupy my time, because that's more laziness, as you would. I want to find something more productive to do, not just go out and sit on the rocking chair on the porch. So I started writing books. I started teaching. I had a change. I had to move with the cheese.
Yeah. And nobody says that you have to go off into the sunset, as they say, when you retire. You can pivot and you can keep on doing other things, but that's what you do when you've made a great living after retirement just by getting out and being proactive and staying involved. And that's, you know, that's an impressive feat in itself.
I was talking to a friend of mine who was a CFO of a company. That's a chief financial officer. And so when he retired, I saw him down at Costco. He was doing food demonstration at Costco. And I said, well, gosh, that's really strange that you would go from being a CFO of a very important company to now you're just preparing these food samples for people at Costco. And he says, hey, anything to keep me busy. So a lazy life is a lazy mind. And he says, yeah, I may not be, you know, crunching numbers like I was when I was the CFO, but he says, I'm crunching these goodies and I'm handing them out and meeting and greeting people. So he said, it's not the money. It's how I spend my time.
Join the conversation at toughthingsfirst.com. Your questions and comments are always welcome there. You can follow Ray on X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And of course, pick up Ray's books, Tough Things First, The Zen of Zen Series 1, 2, and 3, and on sale now, The Essential Leader, 10 skills, attributes, and fundamentals that make up The Essential Leader. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
You've been listening to the Tough Things First podcast. Proud to introduce Ray Zinn's new book, The Essential Leader, 10 Skills, Attributes, and Fundamentals That Make Up The Essential Leader. Available in paperback and digital formats at retailers everywhere. And don't forget Ray's other books, Tough Things First and The Zen of Zen Series. Join us again for another edition of the Tough Things First podcast.